Highbridge Audio presents Picasso's War by Russell Martin, read by Oliver Wyman. Prologue. It was an enormous canvas, so large that Picasso needed a ladder and brushes strapped to sticks in order to paint its heights. A canvas so grand that he had little doubt of its ability to captivate the citizens of the world who would see it exhibited beside the Seine in only a few weeks' time. Working from the ladder when he needed to, and sometimes on his knees, the artist began to paint on May 11, 1937, and he did so with a hot and focused intensity that was unusually keen, even for him. He was determined to transform the vacant canvas into a monumental mural that would disturb and shock its viewers, alerting them to the horror that had occurred in a town in Spain a fortnight before, and reminding them as well that people similarly suffered unimaginable terror in every place and time. 4 months before, in the gray trough of the Parisian winter, Pablo Ruiz Picasso, at age 56, already widely considered the world's foremost living painter, had been visited at his home and studio in the Rue La Boétie by a delegation that included Max Aub, cultural delegate of the Spanish embassy in Paris, and Catalan architect Josep Lluís Sert, who recently had completed his design for the Spanish pavilion that would be part of the much-heralded World's Fair scheduled to open in Paris in May. The men hoped to convince the artist, whose acquiescence they knew they by no means could count on, to paint something bold and arresting specifically for the pavilion, an important canvas that would lend the modest building.